time for Benedictine Raven basketball on your local sports authority, Kit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BNP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening tip to the slam and buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
And with that, we welcome you to Raven Basketball as Benedictine has reached the postseason of the 25-26 basketball year. And for Benedictine, I tell you what, a good road trip, a road trip against and a team that they have played before and that they know very, very well, as a BC is being hosted tonight by William Penn. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph. He's producing and engineering back at the K Radio Sports Studios. Tom Couch with you here, and tell you what, the Ravens have played this William team before. Now, it's been a while, okay? As a matter of fact, it was way back on, the 15th of November. And matter of fact, it was part of our Kit Radio triple header that night. So that was a big game, and Benedictine came away with, we knew at the time it was going to be a great win, but I don't know that we understood at that moment just how big a win that was going to be for Benedictine to bump off a team that ultimately turned out to be the number two team in the conference, and that's what it is here for William Penn. They are very, very good. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back here, bring you the starters, and it'll be tip-off. Benedictine playoff basketball coming up here on KIR.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Here, let's take a little bit of a look at the starters. What do you say? First of all, for William Penn, coming into the ballgame at 22-6 under longtime head coach John Henry. They're going to be starting Elise Bass. He is a 6'1" junior from Newark, New Jersey. It'll be Fide Sharif from Upper Darby, Pennsylvania. He's a junior, 6'4". Moving toward the front, we're going to find 6'3" Javion Bell McCrary. He is from Reform, Alabama. Chase Page in the starting lineup from Melbourne, Australia. He's a 6'6" senior. And rounding it out, Davion Bulwer. That's a name we're going to be saying a lot this evening. He is 6'6" from Jackson, Mississippi. He is a junior. We're getting ready to go. Hope you enjoy it. Ravens and the Statesmen. And the tip goes to Penn. And as quickly as that, we're going to get a whistle, and let's see what's happening here quickly and look at the Benedictine starters. Preston Reynolds, the grad student out of Leawood at 6'4". You'll have Jack Vanderwitty, 6'4", junior. You'll have Deglin Sullivan, the 6'1", sophomore from South Bend. Bryson LaRue from Lee Summit, a 6'2", senior. And in the middle of the night, a 6'8", sophomore Drew Purdy. Good to have you along. Benedictine on the road in the Penn Gym here this evening. Free throws are being shot and up and good, and back up court with the basketball. Here comes William Penn. Penn with the ball, and Benedictine quickly back on defense. He'll dump it over to the left side, take it to the side of the free throw line. Long cross court pass nearly gets into the Raven bench, but they're going to save it. The corner shot up for three, no good. Rebounding down, it's going to be Preston Reynolds. Benedictine coming back up court with the basketball. Here comes BC. They're trailing early on. Flying up court with it. Penn. They'll drive it over to the right side. Cut into the lane. Losing a handle for a minute. Dumps it back over to the left side. Couple of minutes into the ballgame. And Penn has jumped out to an early lead. Fall away shot. Up. And it's going to be off the window. No good. Ravens are going to rebound it back down. Here comes Benedictine. Ravens will bring it up. Walking into the forecourt with it, out top side of the basketball. He's been there not just this year, but last year also. And that's going to be Deglin Sullivan. BC works around the perimeter. Back over to the right side. They'll lob it over to Jack in front of the Penn bench, deep in the left corner. Shot clock at 7. Shot clock at 6. Driving in Bryson. Nothing. Gives it back to Deglin. He'll pull up a running shot, but misses. Rebounding it down. Penn. Here come the Statesmen. Penn will run into the forecourt. Down the left side is going to be Bell McCrary. Goes in. Draws a foul. The bucket does not go down, but we're going to get a whistle, and we will have free throws coming up for William Penn. Coming to the line, Javion Bell McCrary. Young man going to come to the free throw line. A right-handed shot is on its way, and he'll drop the first one right through the bottom. One more shot coming up here. For Bell McCrary. A long, hard look at it. Rather sparsely populated gym here tonight, but anyway, the second free throw is going to be also good. And Penn extends its early lead in the game. William Penn is up now 15-3, and we are just about 4 minutes into the ball game. On the right side, it's going to be Vanderrudy. Jack with a left-hand dribble, works it up toward the top, goes to Deglin. He'll back into the lane, fall away, turn around, 15-foot shot, off the back of the rim, no good. Rebounding it back down, here comes Penn. They'll bring it down the right side in front of the scorer's table, kick it back over to the outside. One-hand push pass to the top, stepping inside the ring. I thought he was going to take a three, but doesn't. Dumps it over to the left side. The three will come here, and it is good. And the Ravens in a little trouble, going to take a timeout. We'll take a break. Time out of the corner at 15:34 to go. We're in the opening quarter. It is William Penn 15, Benedictine 4.
At Taco John's, we believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So that's what we make. And how do you make a better taco even better? Making it $1.39 on Tuesdays couldn't hurt. Better tacos are just $1.39 every Taco Tuesday at Taco John's.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Back. We go inside 16 minutes to go in the opening half. The Benedictine guys on the road got their hands full with a good, good William Penn team, and Ravens will have the ball over to the right side. They brought Aiden Sullivan into the game coming out of the timeout. Here on the right side, it's going to be Bryson out on top. Jack Vanderwood, who cut into the lane, bump it over to the left side. Baseline three-point shot up a good. Deglin from the outside. Sullivan makes it 15-6. Ravens trailing the game at 15-20 to play here in the opening half. The drive into the lane, the fall away 13-foot shot is up and no good, but the rebound is going to be lost out of bounds off Benedictine. Penn will have it in at their offensive baseline. 15-17 to go. First half, 15-6 is the lead for William Penn. It'll come into the baseline. They'll skip it out toward the edge. Penn with a basketball out on top. That's going to be Bulwer. He'll feed in the middle. The shot's going to go away. No good. Benedictine coming up with a rebound into the forecourt. It's LaRue. He'll come out on top. Start to the right side. Back away. Now lose the handle on it, and he'll throw it away. So Bryson, unable to get a handle on that thing and bring it up the floor. Benedictine is going to give it back. And we're going to get our media break. So here we are, the under 15 break coming with the score. William Penn 15, Benedictine 6.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a Hot Foot Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Back with you here with Benedictine Basketball on CARE Radio. It is, you're looking around, you're going, good night, Tuesday? Well, yeah, it's because it's the Heart of America Athletic Conference postseason men's basketball tournament. And we are in the quarterfinals. There are eight games going on around the conference tonight. We'll be talking about them a little bit as it wears on. But right now, of corporate basketball, here comes William Penn. You got Peru at Graceland tonight. So you got that one happening. That would be the number 1-8 combination. And the Ravens are going to come over to basketball off a turnover. BC will take it down the left side. Brings it out on top. LaRue will go three. No, it's not going to go in. Rebound tipped around, tipped out, and Penn's going to come down with the basketball. Here comes William Penn. They'll bring it up the floor. Penn will feed underneath, and let's see what happens here. We get a whistle. Let's see where this foul is going to go. 15-6, Penn in front, 14-27 to go. And coming to the free throw line, it's going to be the Statesman, Chase Page, will step up here. He kind of rises up on his toes as he shoots the free throw, but it really didn't help. That one's no good. One more shot coming up for Page. The 6'6 senior from Australia. He'll send up the second one. Lots of pushing and shoving, and it's going to be up and good. There will be, but there's going to be a lane violation there. There is not. And now there is. They're going to wave it away. 15-6. No, they're going to make it 16. They will count that bucket. 16-6 your scores. The Ravens and come into the forecourt. They'll swing it over to the left side. Preston Reynolds is out there. They brought Harrison Kissling into the game. Vanderwoodie's out there with Deglin and Aiden. Two Sullivans out of the court for Benedictin. Out on top, it's going to be Harrison. He'll back away towards the center, dump it over to the left side. It'll go into the corner, drive it across Preston. He'll back in, twist, turn, fall away, 14-footer off the glass, and good. Preston Reynolds for two. 16-8. Ravens trailing by 8 points, and a shot up missing. Ravens are going to rebound it quickly, run into the forecourt. Here comes Kissling down the court. Out on top, it'll go to Preston, back over to the left side. Vanderwoodie, he'll launch it. He will not hit that one. And on the rebound, it's going to get away, go out of bounds. And which way is it going? This is going to indicate it'll be William Penn basketball. Preston Reynolds right now leading the Ravens in scoring as he has 5 of their 8 points. 13.5 to go in the first half. Penn will swing it around to the right side. Here's a shot by Malik. And as it goes up, they're going to wave it off with a turnover. Shovel to feed, a little bit of a turnover, a little traveling. Ravens are going to have it back. It'll be put in play right between the Benedictine bench and the scorer's table. Inside 13.5 to play. In the first half. And Ravens are going to get the ball in play, and they'll bring it up the floor. So, Benedictine, it's a tough road trip coming up against a William Penn team that they've just been playing extremely well as the season's gone on. Better and better, a little bit of a slow start. And really, I think it was that trip to the Nolan Gymnasium that kind of turned the season around for them a little bit. So with that, we're going to take a quick break. Joseph, we got a timeout. And we'll be back. The score here at Oshawa, Iowa, is 11:43 to go in the half. Penn 22, Benedictine 12.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Welcome back to Benedictine Basketball on CARE Radio's The Ravens in Oskaloosa, Iowa this evening, which is, of course, the home of Nick Rule, the commissioner of the Heart of America Athletic Conference. He came to that heart job from William Penn, and I certainly hope Nick is enjoying this game on TV tonight, wherever he might be. Ravens back on defense. We've got a little over 11 minutes to go in the first half. Penn with a shot from the outside, hits a three, goes up by a double-digit score. It is 22-12. So, the Penn Statesmen continue to play some pretty good basketball. Chase and Benedict, and the defense has been really outstanding. Here's Deglin. He'll weave into the lane, puts up a runner off the glass, and good. Deglin Sullivan knocking down that bucket, and for Deglin, it'll be his 6th point already of the game. He takes over the high-scoring mark for Benedict, and with that shot, just shot from the inside. It's going to be up, and it's good. So a quick layup underneath by William Penn, and give that bucket to Sharif. Fade Sharif hits that layup. Give him an assist to Giannis Muhammad. And BC's going to bring it the other way. Out on top of it, it's going to be Aiden Sullivan. Gets it over to Deglin. He'll go to the left side, pull up a jump shot. It's going to be good. Benedictine putting together a couple of back-to-back scores here. They trail it now 24-18. We're at 10 minutes and a half to play in the first half. Now here comes Kissling with the steal. Harrison will drive, goes into the lane, shot rejected off the backboard, and we'll have a Penn foul. So at 10.5 to go in the first half, and the Ravens trailing it 24-16. BC will be looking to come to the free throw line and getting a timeout taken here. So we got a lot of guys at the scorer's table getting ready to check in. So the free throw is set to come up for Benedictine. 10.5 to go in the first half. Ravens down 24-18. Coming to the line, Harrison Kissling. Holds the ball on the left hip, takes his time. Squares up a little bit, eyes it up, sends it on its way, and it rims out. No good for Kissling. Penn coming up with a rebound, and here they come. Up the floor with it. That's going to be Jake Engel in the game. Jake is a 5'8" junior from Newton, Iowa. Now the feed inside. A head fake, side step, shot from the top, on its way, and an easy three. Knocking that down from outside, Davion Boulware. And it's 27-18. Ravens down 9. They've been down worse since already 9. They've been down by 10. Here's a feed to the baseline left. Three-point shot, rims out, no good. Benedictine struggling a little bit from the floor here in the early going. A three by Penn, very wide to the right side. Right now the Ravens are 1 of 4 from outside. Penn is 6 of 8 three-point shooting as we come to our media timeout. Taking a break at 9:52 to go. We're in the opening half. Oskaloosa, Iowa, the side of the game. Penn 27, Benedictine 18.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Essentially a quarter of the way through the ball game. Benedictine at William Penn, and the Ravens are not shooting bad. I mean, they're playing well enough, actually. 8 of 15 from the floor, 53%. Penn hitting 53% from the floor. Ravens are 1 of 4 from outside. Penn is 6 of 8, hitting 3/4 of their perimeter shots. And free throws, Penn 4 of 6, Ravens 1 of 3. The big deal is rebounding. Ravens have been dominated 11 to 5, coming down with boards. And Penn has done a good job of just scoring and taking the ball away, not giving the Ravens really a lot of second shots. BC with 0 offensive rebounds so far. 27-18, Penn in front. Benedictine back up court for the basketball. Around to the left side with it, they're going to go. It's going to be Harrison Kissling. Kissling, shot goes up. Nope, rebound Penn. They're going to race down to court. Ravens quickly down, trying to get defense set up. The drive into the lane, the off-balance shot is going to be up and wide, getting his own rebound back. Boulware follows up, misses the shot, draws a foul, and he will be coming to the free throw line, Davion Boulware. So far here this evening, Davion, 2 of 7 shooting the ball. He's 1 of 2 at the free throw line. He is his team's second leading scorer with a half a dozen points. Coming to the line, the first of 2, high arcing and really short. Maybe one more shot. He'll have another opportunity here. Ravens have brought Larry Parker the third into the game. He's on the right side of the lane. You've got Drew Purdy at the baseline of the right side of the lane. Second free throw is up, and he will hit 1 of 2. And that will push the Penn lead to 28-18. And for the second time this evening, Benedictine has a double-digit deficit. 9:20 to go in the first half. Harrison Kissling will bring it up. He's over to the right side. As the season's gone on, Harrison has just gotten better and better. Now, as I say that, he'll mishandle the ball, but he's able to rescue it. Gets it in the middle. Driving down is going to be LaRue. The feed underneath, the shot fed back to Drew Purdy, and we'll have a foul called underneath. That's got Coach Henry. Love Coach Henry, one of the animated guys in the conference. Been there a long, long time. Absolutely knows what he's doing and has had a lot of success at William Penn. Drew Purdy coming to the free throw line for Benedictine. His first free throw is up and good. So Drew, looking over a second one, eyes it up, and he will have 4 points in the game now. Ravens down 28-20. Finn's going to bring it up the court and walk it over to the right side, working in front of the Benedictine bench. Coach Moody's been on his feet throughout the game, working his sideline. Here's a shot straight away from the top. It's a three, no good. rebound is going to be lost out of bounds, but apparently in the process, was there a foul called? Fish from the top says, extends an arm like there's a foul, and I don't see one being called. It's going to be put in play by Penn down to the baseline. BC is going to make a couple of more substitutions. So Parker and Kissling are going to exit the game. Here's the Ravens down the floor. Nice behind-the-back pass. An assist to Vanderwoody. And the bucket, Drew Purdy. That was a pretty play down the floor for the Ravens. Back out on top. The very long three. Too short. Rebound tipped around. Pulled down. Followed up and in. And Penn continues to score. They go up now 30-22. With 8.5 minutes to play in the opening half. Coming in the forecourt, go around to the right side, Deglin, skip pass left to Aiden, throws it over into the right corner and turns it over. He started to throw it. I think he was kind of torn. So I tried to pull up for a little jump shot. I don't really have a good look at it. I got a defender in front of me. I'm going to throw it across the court. By the time he was able to compute all of that, he's still running down the floor with the basketball, and Benedict is going to turn it over. It was 8:15 to go in the opening half, down 8. So the Ravens have hung close. Here's a long three-point shot missing. BC coming out with a rebound. Here comes Deglin Sullivan. He'll work his way over to the left wing. Back out on top of it to go to Preston. Reynolds' cross-court pass was anticipated. Stepped in front of, stolen, and scored at the other end. So as easily as that, Elise Bass with the steal, with the drive down the floor, and the easy layup. And Benedictine's going to bring it back up the floor. Here's Deglin to Jack to Deglin. Ravens right now just working the perimeter. Jack over to the left side, backs away, puts up a hurried three that misses. And up the floor, it's going to be William Penn. Three-point shot, no. Offensive rebound. The putback is going to be up and good by Chase Page. 34-22. 12-point lead for Penn. It is now their largest advantage of the game. Benedictine will drive into the lane, and there's Preston Reynolds answering. 34-24. Back to the other end, and a traveling call on William Penn. And what happened as he drives down the floor, kind of trying to hit the brakes, but Bell McCrary, there were no brakes. The foot slid. He's going to be called for a travel on the Ravens. Continue to battle. They have been trailing around this 8-10-point range for, well, most of the game at this point. We're at 6:49 and rolling along to play in the first half. On the floor one time, back out on top is going to come to Bryson. Here's Aiden with the ball. He'll slip and fall. I think somebody whacks that thing down there. Does anybody remember the famous game up in what we'll call the old gym when the wrong floor polish was used and it was like an ice rink and the Cub Scouts came off the stands and mopped down the floor for an hour before the game so they could play a game. One of the great stories ever up in the old gym. Anyway, this floor kind of reminded me of that. Every time somebody tries to stop, their feet are shooting up from beneath them. And it's not just one team. It's been both of them. 6:22 to go in the opening half. And Penn is going to come to the free throw line. Sullivan commits the foul and the first free throw up and it's in. 35-24. One more shot coming up. Aiden Sullivan is going to check out. Ben Saduka is in. I'm glad that ankle's better. He has not played for 2-plus games. And he is out there now. I hope the young man is doing okay. Ben says, you know, the senior, 6'8" from Budapest. 6:10 to go. Here's a drive into the lane. The falling away shot will not fall, but BC is going to be coming to the free throw line. With 6:09 to play, Deglin Sullivan will be stepping to the stripe. 36-24. Penn by a dozen. It'll be the third time they've reached that 12-point advantage. Penn is in the bonus. Free throw? No. Deglin not able to knock that one down. One more shot coming up for Sullivan. Eglin, 1 of 3 at the free throw line. 3 of 4 from the floor. Second one, he'll get that one. So it is 36-25. As Pent works it in front of the Benedictine bench. Way out on the right elbow, looking inside, keeping the dribble alive, playing it off the screen, driving across underneath the rim, pushing it out on top with a three-point shot. Launch rims out, no good. Offensive putback, no. Ravens are going to rebound it there. Bense coming up with the board. Here comes the Raven offense. Van der Rudy goes into the corner, driving in is Preston. Throws it down with two hands, Preston Reynolds. 36-27, and still, this BC team showing incredible heart. Here's a drive to the right side. The shot goes up, and Preston is going to be called for the foul. 5.5 to go in the first half. Penn leads it by 9. And coming to the free throw line is going to be Alif Bass. B-A-S-S. Alif Bass. And again, Alif is from Newark, New Jersey. His free throw? Yep. I've never been to Newark, New Jersey, but I would think Newark, New Jersey, Oshkosh, Iowa. There's got to be a lot of difference in the lives there. I don't know that to be a fact. I just kind of get that vibe. Second free throw is going to be good by Ali's. And it's now 38-27. Ravens once again back down a dozen. Free throw range shot is up and missing, and the rebound is going to be lost out of play. And they'll say it's off Preston. Preston grumbles a little bit because he didn't think that he'd gotten the last hand on that, but the official does, and it will be Penn basketball. Penn, of course, in the home whites with black and gold. Her traditional home garb. Benedictine in the traveling black with red and white. 5:15 and rolling along. Here's a skip pass to the right side. The finger roll off the block. No. And we'll have another Raven foul. This one probably on Bense. So we'll see what happens here. We're just over 5 minutes. Yeah, Bense picks up the foul. Free throw. No. Oh, and maybe yes. It bounced out and then somehow caught the front lip of the rim. And with enough rotation, pulled himself back up and in. 39-27. Davion Boulware hits the first one. He's got one more shot coming up. Takes his time, and that one's perfect. So Boulware will hit them both, collects his 8 points in the ballgame, and the Ravens coming up the floor now down 13. It is 40-27, and we are at the five-minute mark of the opening half. BC topside, pull up from 17, on his way, got it for Bryson LaRue. Bryson with a jump shot, giving assist to Jack Vanderbooty. And back up with it will come Penn. They'll work it around the left side, dump it into the corner. The shot from there, no. Long rebound, rolling around on the floor, Benedict's going to pick it up. Taken away by Preston, brought up by Deglin. Ravens are going to run. Deglin goes into the lane, it's going to be slapped out of his hands from behind. And as it goes out of bounds, we're going to get a media break. Taking a timeout, 4:33 to go in the opening half. William Penn, 40, Benedictine, 29.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the pumps just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the pumps has you covered. The pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
With Benedictine basketball on Camp Radio, it is the quarterfinals of the Heart of America Athletic Conference men's postseason basketball tournament. Ladies, tomorrow night we'll be with you up in the Nolan. So Benedictine will be at home. Come on up and watch him. Bring, you got that transistor radio, you know, that you carry around in your shirt pocket with the little wire that goes to your earphone? Bring that. Join us here on Care Radio for the ball game. We'll be live, of course, from the Nolan. 7 o'clock tip-off as the Benedictine Lady Ravens will be there hosting Missouri Baptist. The Spartans out of St. Louis. Ravens are going to put the ball in play back out on top. Driving in, there's no room there for PC. Back over to left to Jack, out on top. Here's a three launch, won't happen, and the rebound's going to be tipped around, and it'll be pulled down by Elise. Bass will bring it up the floor. Dances his way to the right side with a set shot for three. Is set sailing, missed. Rebound underneath offensive board. Put back up and in. Chase Page has 11. 42-29. And again, Benedictine trailing by 13. We go inside 4 minutes to play in the first half. Out on top, it's going to be Deglin. Knifes into the lane. Feeds across the lane. Trying to kick it over to Ben Save near the block, but a defender is able to reach in it. Slap that ball away as it was going through the lane, and the Ravens are going to bring Kissling and Purdy back in. 3:50 to go. First half, Ravens in Oskaloosa, Iowa. Baseline follow-away shot, in and out, no good. Rebound, pulled down by Penn. Here they come. Penn will drive down, lots of contact in the lane, no whistle there. Pass is going to come way back out on top, handled by Malik Lorraine. Malik with 9 already in the game. He'll go to the left side, pulls up. Boy, a wide-open 10-footer. That's why you score points like that. Malik knocks that one down. 6'2" out of Palmdale, California. BC now trimming by 15 at 44-29. There's a point in time where the Ravens have either got to cut the gap or Penn can run away. Here's a driving shot. Kissling off the backboard. No good. He had it high enough off the block, but it didn't fall down, and a three on the other end is going to miss. And an offensive rebound pulled down by Penn. They'll dump it on top. A three set sail, and good. Penn stretches its lead now to 47-29. It's suddenly the Ravens in a little trouble. 2 minutes and 50 to go in the first half. For Benedictine, Preston Reynolds leads the way in scoring with 9. Here's a baseline. 3 is up and good for Kissling. And with that bucket, Coach Moody going to take a timeout, and so shall we. Taking a break, 2:37 to go in the half. William Penn, 50. Benedictine, 29.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
With us here on Care Radio this evening. That's Joseph back in the studio doing all the producing and engineering stuff. Tom Couch with you, and the Ravens trailing in the ball game. Got a little making up to do as we are late in the first half. Penn with the basketball coming out of that break. Drives down the left side again. We'll dump it to corner. Ravens stay with that player defense all the way through. And the ball's going to be batted free, stolen away. Here come the Ravens. Benedictine flies down the left side, goes into the lane. Lots of contact, bodies all over the floor. And are we going to get a charge? Are we going to get a block? And it is going to be charging on Benedictine. Wow, that's a tough break for the Ravens. Back up court with the basketball. It'll be William Penn. Penn out in front. With 2:10 to go. Way out topside, taking his time with the basketball, is going to be Jake Engel. Kissling works with him. They'll spin it over to the right side, backing into the lane, backing in. The ball batted away for a moment, but picked back up, turning around. The shot is up, no good. Rebound, BC. Ravens are going to run it down the floor and take it over to the left side. Vander Woody comes out on top. That's going to be Preston. Reynolds will work it over to the left edge. They drive into the lane. Sullivan can't get anything going there. Deglin goes in, left-hand shot up and good. Deglin Sullivan for 2. 47-34. A minute and a half to go in the half. Penn slowing it down a little bit, which is really contrary to what you normally think of as a William Penn team, as a John Henry coached team. They're feeding inside, twisting, turning in the lane forever. And we're going to get a turnover on a little travel in the lane. The Ravens did a good job as the ball went into the paint of surrounding the ball handler. Just kept kind of frustrating him. And finally, he moved a foot. Ravens are going to get it back. With a minute 12 to go before intermission. BC will have it in the backcourt. And Declan Sullivan will bring it up the floor. Preston does the inbound work. Sullivan will cross at the center and lead his way over to the left side. Now in front of the pin bench. Reverses direction. Hook pass out on top. Kissling. He'll go three. Nope. Rebound pin. Coming up with the basketball, it's going to be Ryan Robinson, who's just come into the game. Spinning in. The dish to the top. Little sidestep. The shot. Laid up and in. Davion Boulware. 49-34. We've got 40 seconds left in the first half. Way out topside with the Benedictine. They're going to be patient. They just want to get a little something on the board here. They're down some 15 points, and they're going to turn it over. So Penn is going to get it back. Shot clock's off. 27 seconds left, first half. Penn will walk it up the floor. Cross it the middle, take their time. Work it around to the left side, back it in, out on top with it. It's going to be Bell McCreary. Goes over to the left. Here's a three. Nope. The rebound in the corner and the desperation shot at the buzzer. No good. We've gotten to halftime. The Ravens, well, they go to the locker room. They've got some work cut out for them. We'll come back and summarize the first half for you. At intermission, from Oskaloosa, Iowa, it's William Penn 49, Benedictine 34.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
At Taco John's, we believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So that's what we make. And how do you make a better taco even better? Making it $1.39 on Tuesdays couldn't hurt. Better tacos are just $1.39. Every Taco Tuesday at Taco John's.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you are family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
For the teams in the locker room, let's kind of recap how that opening half went. First of all, checking the scoring for William Penn. They are led by Chase Page, having a great start to the ballgame with 11. Also, a double-digit first half for Davion Boulware with 10. Hot on their heels. Malik Lorraine, 9. 6 in the first half for Alif Bass. Javion Bell McCreary has 5. 3 apiece for both Giannis Muhammad and Jake Engel. And the last 2 belong to Fode Sharif. For Benedictine, scoring honors are shared by Preston Reynolds and Deglin Sullivan. They have 9 apiece. Harrison Kissling with 5 first half points. Bryson LaRue and Drew Purdy each with 4. 2 in the first half for Aiden Sullivan and Jack Vanderudy with 1. Fort Benedictine, again, they're shooting an okay kind of percentage, but Penn is just shooting so many more shots. The Ravens are hitting half, exactly half, 14 of 28. They're only 2 of 8 from outside, not particularly good, but 4 of 7 at the free throw line, two-thirds from there. For William Penn, how about this, 16 of 37. Their percentage is not as good as Benedictine. Ravens at a 50, these are at 42. But for Penn, they are 7 of 19 from the outside and 10 of 12 at the free throw line. They have out-rebounded Benedictine. And here, I talked about this, you know, the quarter media break. It becomes even more pronounced here at halftime, the rebounding disparity. William Penn, 26 rebounds to Benedictine's 9 in the first half. So you've got a big rebounding disparity, and that's letting William Penn keep getting those second and third shots sometimes. And you don't have to shoot a great percentage when you just keep getting it back and ultimately able to convert. For the Ravens in the second half, you're going to have to hope that, you know, a guy who scored a lot for you, of course, the year, Jack Vanderwood, he warms up. He's 0 for 4 from the outside. Aiden Sullivan is 1 of 2. He's not played a lot, a little bit, in the course of the first half. Bryson Maroon having a good start, even with only 4 points, but he's 2 of 4, not getting a lot of shots. And very honestly, William Penn head coach John Henry knows that you've got to take Bryson Maroon out of the equation. They have defended him extremely, extremely well and limited him to only 4 first half shots. So that's kind of the long and short of it. We're going to take a little bit of a break. We'll be back. Second half of this game coming up live here on K-Radio. And if I imagine Joseph's kind of paying attention to the games going on, other three in the conference right now. So it's that close. We'll be back. Second half coming up right now. Halftime score. William Penn Statesman, 49. Benedictine, 34. We're kicking it back to Joseph at Acara Sports Studio. It's postseason halftime.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening set to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long.
At Taco John's, we believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So that's what we make. And how do you make a better taco even better? Making it $1.39 on Tuesdays couldn't hurt. Better tacos are just $1.39. Every Taco Tuesday at Taco John's.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. The Benedictine women are the number 2 seed in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, and they will host the number 7 seed tomorrow, Missouri Baptist University, inside the cozy confines of the Royal Nolan Gymnasium on the Benedictine campus. Join us tomorrow at 7 p.m. for the women's basketball. Tickets to Wednesday's game were still available, and you can go to the RavensAthletics.com website to get those tickets and watch them live. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the men's games in action right now.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion.
Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Ready to make history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference right now in men's basketball, we've got a game that just wrapped up. It was the final between Grandview and Missouri Valley. Missouri Valley fell to Grandview by 5 points, with Grandview having a 65-60 score at the end of regulation. In the Central Methodist Missouri Baptist game that's going on right now, we have got come to halftime. It just came to halftime just a moment ago. Missouri Baptist is leading by 4 points, with Missouri Baptist at 37 points to Central Methodist 33. In this game, we've got the Ravens down at this halftime with a score of Benedictine Men 34, William Penn Statesmen 49. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Foot Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
If you lift up a couch cushion, empty pants pockets at the washing machine, or search your vehicle, you will probably find some loose change rolling around. Hi, this is Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison. Did you know that loose change is important to the local businesses in your community who depend on it for transactions? The U.S. Mint is asking Americans to put those coins back in circulation by spending them or taking them to your nearest bank location to deposit. All 7 Union State Bank locations can help your friends and neighbors when you bring in your change jars. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
At Taco John's, we believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So that's what we make. And how do you make a better taco even better? Making it $1.39 on Tuesdays couldn't hurt. Better tacos are just $1.39. Every Taco Tuesday at Taco John's.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 33. Northerly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 57. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Chance for rain, lows around 31. High of 60 Thursday with a chance of rain. 72, bright sunshine expected Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And for Hot Country 93.7, this is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. Currently, it is 50 degrees and partly cloudy in downtown Atchison. Winds are out of the north-northwest at 7 miles per hour. The relative humidity is 41%, giving us a feels-like temperature on the skin of 47 degrees. The dew point is 27 degrees Fahrenheit. Barometric pressure on the rise at 29.68 inches of mercury. We'll be joining Tom Kautz in just a moment.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Kautz live at the arena for the second half action.
Hey, welcome back to Benedictine Basketball on Care. Happy to have you back with us. Second half about to get underway. Joseph, he's our guy back in the studio doing the production and engineering and all that halftime stuff and, you know, whatever else needs done. You know, he's the guy probably puts the milk bottles out and gets the cat outside for the evening and whatever has to happen. Joseph, appreciate you, man. Tom Kautz, and Ravens have got their work cut out for him. To be very candid, as Benedictine finds themselves trailing 49-34 at halftime in the Penn Gym on the campus of William Penn in Oskaloosa, Iowa. For Benedictine, going to be the original starting five with Preston Reynolds and Jack Vanderwood, Declan Sullivan, Bryson LaRue, and Drew Purdy. For Penn, Alif Bass, Fidei Sharif, Javion Bell McCrary, Chase Page, and Davion Bowler. It will belong to Penn from midcourt. They're going to bring it in, and we are underway with the second half. Penn with the basketball will immediately go down the right side of the lane, take it just outside the block, look at it back in, no room for Bowler, comes back out on top. They'll go to kind of a motion-esque offense. I mean, they're not going to run that motion because they're not going to take that kind of time between shots. There's a feed to the top, and the open look is going to be up and missing. Rebound tipped again, rebound underneath Penn, and man, Drew Purdy was just draped over the back of the William Penn's Fidei Sharif. And he's going to put Sharif at the free throw line. So, not quite a half a minute into the second half. Benedictine will pick up its first foul. Sharif will come to the free throw line and fail. One more time coming up here for Fidei Sharif. Second free throw, it's going to be up and good. So Sharif will hit one of the two, and the Ravens trail now 50-34. Their first possession of the second half is going to be a shot by Vanderbilt, and there's something that the Ravens are going to have. Jack hits a big three. It's going to be 7 points of the ball game. From the deep right corner, rainbow three, no. Rebound, Penn will save it in the corner. Bring it back out on top. A minute gone in the second half. Benedictine going to have to fight from behind. Down 13, and this shot misses, and another offensive rebound. And Penn is just absolutely eating up the boards, and now the driving shot is going to be up and good. But I think prior to the shot, we may have had a foul called here. And it will be put back in play by Penn at the baseline. To lob it out to the free throw line. to cut into the lane, and the teardrop over the front lip of the rim is going to be up and good. Sharif hits another bucket. 52-37, pin out front. 18:45 to go in the ball game. Declan Sullivan takes it down the left side, dumps it into the corner, three-point shot, Purdy up and no good. Rebound slapped out on top, and going to be saved there by LaRue. Here's a long shot, Vanderbilt, he'll hit it. So Jack, after going 0-for in the first half, gets back-to-back threes to begin the second, and Benedictine is back to within a dozen. It is 52-40. The drive to the baseline, Penn will rotate it out on top. Now work to the baseline again. No room. It's Dante from behind. Sullivan coming up with a steal. He will attack the bucket. Shoot and score. Declan Sullivan, the bucket plus one. And the Ravens have come out of the locker room blistering hot. Wow, Benedictine has come out and, what is this, an 8-1 run for the Ravens to begin the second half. And coming to the line is going to be Declan. He can make it a 9-1. Run. The free throw? No. Rebound? Penn. It is 52-42, Penn. We are 2 minutes into the second half. A lot of basketball yet to be played. Back it into the deep corner, no room, out on top. The wide open uncontested three is buried. From deep in the right side, Javion Bell McCrary for three. 55-42. A push pass out on top is going to be rescued by BC. All the way to the baseline. Nothing there for Preston. Feeds across underneath. Purdy, hook shot, rolls across, no, tipped up by Sullivan. No good. Rebound, pin. They'll go length of the court. Dish it over to the left. Twisting and turning. Now they'll go from the top for a three that fails, and the rebound off the floor. And another board for Aiden Sullivan. Aiden Sullivan is... he is so good at so many things on this team, and tell you what, one of them is rebounding the ball. Four rebounds already for Declan. Shot up for the Ravens is not going to go. Penn rebounds it down, and they'll quickly again race up floor with the basketball. 55-42, and now a turnover. Stolen back by Benedictine. Penn has not come out strong to begin the second half. Here's Declan, goes into the lane. His shot is up and missing, and Penn rebounds it down. They're going to race it the other way. Down the right side is Alif Bass. Falls away from 13. Missed it. Rebound. Pulled down by Aiden. Ravens are running. Here's Vanderbilt. Back out to Aiden. Now, Aiden was about three steps above the three-point circle, and Jack probably would have taken that shot. Aiden does not. He'll bring it out to Preston, and Preston will, with a little hip-hop move, travel with the basketball. So the Ravens turning it over. Second half moving kind of quickly. 16:18 to go in the game. 55-42 Penn. They'll walk it up the floor now. We're getting a complaint about the basketball. And we're going to get a timeout. The officials are going to look at it, and that's what we're going to do. We're taking a break. 16:13 to go in the game. Ravens, Trail William Penn, 55-42.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
We're today's hit country from KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's the only radio station we agree on.
We love the music.
Today's hit country, Hot Country 93.7.
Benedictine. Coming into the game here today at 15-13, William Penn coming in at 22-6. And for the Ravens out of the court. It looks like, not going to be the starting five. They're going to make a substitution at the post spot. You're going to have Preston Reynolds and Jack Vander Rudy with Declan Sullivan, Bryce, and LaRue. And moving into the five and back into the game is Bensei Duka. Out there for Penn is Alif Bass and Bode Sharif, Javion Bell McCrary, Chase Page, and Davion Boulware. Some delay here at the Penn gym. But we've got a sign in the foyer that, you know, they provide no verification and no documentation, but they do proclaim to have the best popcorn in the conference. Now, I'm no connoisseur, so I'm not sure that I can really, you know, weigh in on that. But it's good to be proud of what you got, right? So, there's that. All right, now, Benedictine is going to race Harrison Kissling out onto the floor. And here we go. Penn puts the ball in play from the backcourt. It is 55-42, Statesman. Bode Sharif with it at the free throw line, goes to the baseline left, and the ball is going to be slapped away. Nice little bit of defense down there by Preston Reynolds as he knocks the ball out of the hands of Chase Page. Ravens are back here on defense. The shot clock is at 11. Shot clock has not been a real issue for either of these teams. I doubt it has been a lot all year, particularly for Penn, who likes to get that shot away. And here's a feed across the court, stolen by Bensei. How about those good hands? Up the floor with it. Ravens for three. Vanderwoody shot hits the back of the rim with a long rebound. It's going to be batted around and saved in the corner. Benedictine is going to stay in control of the basketball. They'll twist and turn into the lane, comes back out on top to Jack, loses his defender, and they're going to call him for the double dribble. Jack says the defender reached in, got a hand on the ball, dislodged it, and he just reclaimed it. But the official says no. Penn basketball. 15 and a half to go in the game. Penn with the ball leading at 55-42. They have led from the onset today. They have been up by as many as 21, but Erickson has got that trimmed right now to 13 from the top. Here's a three. Nope. Rebound Penn from the block. Blocked away by Bensei. And now it's going to go away and out of bounds. It'll be Raven basketball in the corner. Good hustle in the corner as Benedictine challenged Alif Bass for the ball. Nearly taking a Gatorade cooler and all that goes with it down at the same time. And here comes the Raven offense. Declan Sullivan and a screen set by Bensei, and they're going to say an illegal screen. I thought it looked like he was set, but apparently not. And let's be candid. Bensei's not hiding anywhere. I mean, he's so big. It's 6'8". The senior from Budapest, Hungary, is a large and formidable guy out of the floor. So anything he does is going to be, you're going to see it. Here's a shot for three by Penn, and it's an air ball way short. And the Ravens will rebound it down. Jaglin comes into the forecourt, dumps it over to Vander Rudy in front of the Raven bench, over to the right block, back to the free throw line, and out on top it goes. Kissling with the basketball, starts to the left, comes back to the right. Bensei dribbles down. A lot of contact, and foul on Bensei, an offensive foul. So for Bensei Duka, no points, three fouls, and we are going to get our media break. Taking a timeout at 14:33 to go in the game. Ravens in Oskaloosa, Iowa, where it's William Penn 55, Benedictine 42.
It's basketball season, and Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison is your home court for all the action. With wall-to-wall TVs, daily food specials, and drinks as smooth as a no-look pass, you won't miss a single slam dunk or buzzer beater. From the opening tip to the final buzzer, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room, where hoops fans huddle up. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your game day headquarters all season long. We'll be right back.
basketball this evening on KIR Radio. And you know what? College basketball tomorrow evening on KIR Radio, where we'll be coming to you from the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium, the Benedictine Lady Ravens. They are the number 2 seed in the Hart postseason tournament and will be up in the Nolans, 7 o'clock tip-off like it was tonight. It'll be a 7 o'clock tip-off as Coach Folsom and his team is going to be hosting Missouri Baptist out of St. Louis, Missouri. So join us here on KIR Radio for that one. Right now, though, Penn with a basketball leading it by 13. And into the forecourt with the ball, they will come. Way out on the left elbow, they'll come to the top. And to baseline, trying to drive in. Bowler, BC defends him well. Comes out on top, Bass for a long three. There it is. Wow. That was a long-range shot by Alif Bass. And BC now down 16. It is 58-42. And we're 14 minutes to go in the game. From the left side, Vanderbooty. Three doesn't go. Rebound. Statesman. Pin up the floor. Here's Sharif. His cross-court pass out of the top. The three is pulled and shot and in. Davion Bulwer. And suddenly it is 61-42. 13 and a half to go in the game. Preston Reynolds will kick it over to Vanderbooty. Out on top. Knocked to the floor. No foul called. Ravens shot is up. No good. Pulled back down by Vanderbooty. Follow shot. No good. Pulling it down this time. It's going to be pinned. Sharif comes down with a basketball. The alley-oop. They missed it. Those are the kind of things you could do leading by 19 with 13 minutes to go in a game. And Penn comes down and lobs one up over the rim. But they say timing is everything. Well, that time, timing was nothing, as they were nowhere close to making that happen. And Benedictine, for the first time tonight, is going to bring Gabe into the game. Gabe Sidgick, a 6'7" sophomore out of St. James Academy, Lenexa. BC coming up the floor. Harrison Kissling will bring it up. Harrison, out of Sunrise Christian Academy. Skip pass over to the right side. Going to be Drew Purdy. BC into the corner. Jack will go three and drop it in. Vanderbooty from outside. Jack out of the Seton School. If you're familiar with Milksville, Virginia, you'd know about the Seton School. 61-45 and a three makes it 64-45. So Penn comes right back after the Ravens hit a three and will answer with a three of their own, pushing the game once again to a 19-point lead. 12 and a half to go. All along, Vince's three's not going to go. Now, the big guy's a really good shooter from outside, and he was left pretty well undefended. Shot goes up missing. Vince did a nice job getting back down the floor, providing a little defense. And the Ravens are back up court with the basketball. Players at the scorer's table. Here's a feed into the lane. Nice job by Vince as he was a cutter to the lane. Hits the driving shot. Draws a foul. And Duca will come to the line for an opportunity at the conventional three-point play. 12-13 to go. Ravens trail 64-47. Duca taking his time, looks it up, and rattles out no good. 64-47, Penn. At 12 minutes to go, Ravens will stay with the player defense. Here's a shot from the top, little room, and it's up and good for three. 67-47, 20-point advantage for the Statesmen. We've got 11:50 to go. Here's Kissling with it out on top. Works between the circles, plays off a Benstay screen, and here's a baseline shot for two, off the rim two times, no good. Saved out of top, Vanderbooty. Jack will lay it off on the edge, kick it to the top. Jack will launch another three, doesn't get it. Rebounding it down is going to be Penn. I'll tell you one thing that Coach Moody told these guys at halftime. I can absolutely tell you, he told Jack, he said, hey, you've had a rough start to the game, do not quit shooting. And he has not quit. Here's Bowler hits a three. 70-47. 11-11 to go. Backdoor pass. And it's up a good for Vanderbooty for two. Back up with it comes Penn. These two teams now just getting to the other end of the court and putting up a shot. Quickly as they can get open. Here's another one. No. Rebound Benedictine. BC will outlet. Quickly down the floor. Driving in LaRue. He's been away from the game for a minute. Here's a three by Gabe. Nope. Rebound Penn. Burlware with a rebound and walking it up the floor. It's the Statesman. Jake Engel brings it up. Jake, he looks a little out there. 5'8" with all those 6'4" to 6'8" guys. Here's a follow-away shot for Penn. It's going to be up and good. Follow-away shot by Lorraine Malik. And now it's 72-49. And we're going to get a timeout, yes. Before the media break, we're going to get a timeout. Let's do it. 10:15 to go in the game. It's William Penn, 72, Benedictine, 49.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Acheson at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
In basketball on CARE Radio. Glad to have you with us on a, yes, it is a Tuesday, kind of an unusual day for this, but here we go. You know, more normally expect high school basketball on Tuesday, but tell you what, we're going to make it up to you. We're going to have college basketball again on Wednesday, tomorrow night, Lady Ravens here on CARE, 7 o'clock ball game. BC Lady Ravens will be in the women's side of the conference postseason tournament, the number two seed hosting Missouri Baptist. 10:15 to go to ball game. It is a 23-point Penn lead, 72-49. Ravens go back door. That was a beautiful skip pass through the lane by Preston Reynolds, and Vanderwoody lays it up and in. 72-51. And Penn quickly down court with the ball, and Jake Engel backs it away, not only into the center circle, but almost heels to the half-court line. He'll swing it over to the 28-foot mark with a long shot, way short, and a nice rebound by Preston. Outlet Jack. Ravens are going to run. Topside Deglin. Knives into the lane, gets tripped, tumbles to the floor. We're going to have a Penn foul, and Jake Engel throws his hands up like, wait a minute, what did I do? Well, I'm tripping him, among other things, I think is what the official says. We're going to get a timeout. This will be our three-quarter media break. 9:38 to go in the ball game. It remains Penn 72, Benedictine 49.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Acheson? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Acheson.
For Raven Basketball. K-A-I-R-F-M Horton Acheson, you bet. So the Ravens coming out of this media break, Preston Reynolds and Harrison Kissling, Jack Vanderwoody, Bryson LaRue, Gabe Sidgwick on the Raven 5. Bryson only 4 points so far this evening, not having his normal offensive kind of a game, but again, Penn, so aware of him, doing all they can to try to keep him out of the mix. Benedictine will be putting it in play at their baseline. Preston over to the left side of Deglin. Sullivan slips and falls again on that icy, slick floor. And as a defender jumps on him at a basketball, we get a jump ball call possession, Benedictine. Carson Reynolds with 9 points. Harrison has five. Jack Vanderbrugge has had a great start to the second half. He's at 13 now for the Ravens. 9:20 to go in the ball game, and we are going to have a foul off the basketball. And we will be putting it in play again for Benedictine. Here come the Ravens spinning in. Gabe can't get a shot off. Passes it off on top. Long range three. No. Rebound. Pulled down by Penn. Here they come. Racing down the court. Almost putting up a running three with Giannis Muhammad. And the feet underneath blocked away by the Ravens. It's going to go out of bounds. And it will be Penn basketball. 9:05 to go. Penn will look it in, brings it over to the right side, right in front of the Statesman bench. They'll bring it up top side to Chase Page. Swings it over to Muhammad. The long three, nope. Rebound, Vanderbrugge. Here comes Benedictine. Ravens are going to take it the other way. Kissling almost pulled up for a running three, and then, at the last moment, shoveled it over to the left side. Ravens working the perimeter, trying to find a little bit of daylight. And that Penn defense is doing a good job right now. Jack is just going to fall away and can't hit the three. Rebound. Back up with it will come the Statesman. 8:20 to go in the game. Penn nearly loses the ball. We'll play it, flail it out on top. Kick it over to Giannis. His three is no good. And the rebound is going to get away and go out of bounds. That was a nice job by LaRue to kind of box out a little bit over there and keep a Penn player from accessing the ball and keeping it in play. We start thinking of, with 8:10 to go in the game and the Ravens down 19. You can't help but think about the seniors out here tonight for Coach Moody and Benedictine. Not a lot of them, but great guys out here. Here's the drive underneath and a couple of head fakes, a reverse layup. Oh, what a job by Preston Reynolds. And Preston, one of those guys. In fact, Preston is a grad guy who's come back for his fifth year this year. Here's a shot, spinning it up and no good. Rebound tipped out on top. Penn is going to recover it. You got Bryson LaRue out there on the floor right now, one of the Ravens seniors. We mentioned Ben Say, the senior from Budapest, and also Noah Simmons. I refer to him as the pride of Valley Center, Kansas. Here's a shot up. No. Rebound. Pulled back down by the Statesman. 72-53 Penn. 7:15 to play in the game. Ravens down some 19 points, and nobody is putting any points on the board in quite a while. No one has scored in, gosh, over 3 minutes, according to my numbers here, until that missed shot that was tipped back up and in just there. Now we're getting an official timeout. .657 to go. And I think whatever it is, they're satisfied. Got a nice group of Iowa officials here tonight. 6:50 to go. Preston not going to take the three-point shot. We'll kick it over to Bryson, and Ravens are going to turn it over. We're going to have a foul committed by Benedictine. And the Ravens are going to give it back. 6:46 to go. 74-53. And Penn once again walks it up the court with Elise Bass. He launches it, and no, he flops to the floor. No foul called. And a rebound is going to be rescued beneath the goal. The shot, nope. Bounced around and saved again by Penn. And now the Ravens are going to come up with a steal. Here comes the Benedictine offense, and the three is up and good. Drew Purdy. 6 minutes to go. And as the ball gets into the forecourt, we're going to have a BC foul. 6:08 to go. The foul on Bryson LaRue. And he'll be inbounding it from the offensive end, just to the left of the lane. We're going to get LP3 in. Larry Parker III comes in for Coach Moody and Benedictine. Ravens great coaching staff with Coach Moody, associate head coach John Peer, and assistant coach Adam Reichel. Here's a layup from underneath. It's going to be up and good by Fode Sharif. As we go inside, 6 minutes to play, and Penn goes again up by 20. Here's Van der Rudy, spins into the lane, crosses over, his shot is rejected, and with lots of body contact, we have a foul called. Four games going on around the conference. And, okay, I'm just going to tell you, I've been trying to get those other scores. Joseph probably had better luck than me. But for the life of me, I cannot get this conference website to work. And I'm sure it's just me because that conference website would not be down. Here's a shot up missing. One more free throw coming up for Van der Rudy. Still a 20-point Statesman lead. We're going to get Jared Lee coming into the game for the Ravens. Jared, a 6'2 sophomore. He's out of Staley High School, Kansas City, Missouri. Second free throw is going to be good. Or Jack. So Jared Lee in the game with Preston and Jack Vanderwitty, Bryson LaRue, and Drew Purdy. Oh, a shoulder dropped and driven in. No offensive foul called. That's kind of a football move there by Fode Sharif. Cut over to the right side. Six on the shot clock. Backing away. The long two's on its way. It's online, and it is good. Giannis Muhammad puts that one in. Giannis out of Minneapolis, Minnesota at 6'4". He comes to, we got a little bump going on here. And I find it very interesting how the William Penn teammates really like to help each other, because there was a guy standing all the way in front of his bench and there was a little collision and he ran probably 45 feet to the other end of the floor before one of his teammates grabbed him. So that was interesting enough. Coach Moody is absolutely unhappy at this point. And now the officials are having a powwow out in the middle of the floor. 78-57 is your score. Now, you know they're going to go over and look at that grainy picture on that replay thing, right? I would be stunned if they did not. And now one official is coming over talking to Coach Moody. And now two of them are going to go over to the replay thing. Here we go. This replay thing, it's like, you know, it's about the size of a wristwatch. You know, if you've got one of those smartwatches screens. And it's a little grainy. It's like when you had the rabbit ears, you put aluminum foil on it, you know, to try to pick up those distant stations, and somebody would hold their hand on the antenna and put their other arm in the air to try to get that to come in through the snow. That's kind of what they're looking at out there. So whatever it is, you know, they're not going to be able to decide. I mean, they're going to give it the old college try, and they're going to look at it. But they're not going to come up with anything. Now you've got Coach Peer intervening a little bit for Coach Moody with the official. And I'm not sure, but I think I just saw Coach Peer with an eye roll as he walked away from the official. I'm not quite sure. Could have been. Because, again, I think that they fully are not expecting anything there. That's a lot of guys around that tiny, tiny, tiny little screen. So, we've got Sports Information Director Wade Steinlage. He's the guy up right there on the end of that bench. He's the guy who's in charge of that. Outstanding guy. I like him very much. Always always very hospitable. And he's doing the best with what he's got. 5:09 remains to be played in a 78-57 ball game right now. Okay. Officials have apparently decided they have gleaned everything that they can glean from the video review, and they're walking back out kind of toward midcourt and are having a three-guy huddle. And I'm sure they're trying to decide, was there something there that requires them to intervene? I mean, that's always a question. And if so, what should be the level of their acknowledgement of the issue, if in fact there was an issue? And how do you go about adjudicating that? And in the meantime, this crowd of dozens tonight is just kind of sitting around with their hands just waiting to get done. Tomorrow night, Lady Raven. Can I just like go out on a limb? Gus likes to go out on a limb. I'm going to go out on a limb. There are going to be 8 to 15 times more people at the Raven game tomorrow night because it's going to be packed up in the middle. And you got to get up there. Lady Raven's playing great basketball, and they're in the conference postseason ladies tournament. Be up there 7 o'clock for the tip-off. We'll be there. Join us here on CARE Radio. Joseph's going to be back in the studio because that's where he's at. He's dependable, and he's there. He's there tonight. Be back tomorrow. And all of this, they've just gone back to the video screen again. It must be like, remember in the late 60s when they had Batman with Adam West and Burt Ward? And it was Wednesday and Thursday night. And the end of the Wednesday night episode, they would have a cliffhanger. They would bring you back tomorrow night to the same bat time and the same bat channel. Well, there must have been a cliffhanger on that play that drew those guys back to the video screen. They had to take one more look because they just couldn't tear themselves away quite yet. And now they're back on the floor talking about it again. Joseph, I'm now really regretting not hitting a stopwatch when this started just for the sheer curiosity of how long these guys are going to mull this over. And again, if there's anything that comes of it other than put the ball in play and let's play, if anything at all happens, I will be shocked, and I will be the first to admit that, hey, they did something. Okay, here we go. One official to the scores table, one official to each head coach, and I can see Coach Moody the best, so I will try to read his body language and see what's going on with what he feels like is happening. I'm not seeing any real display of emotion here, so it's not much there. We're still at 5:09 to go. All right. Here's what's going to happen. When all else fails, okay, when all else fails, we'll have a technical foul on each team. And that's what they're gonna come up with here. Which means there's no shots taken and nothing happens and the Ravens are gonna put it in play and here we go. And a shot from the outside is gonna be up and good for the Ravens. Nicely done. Laura Benedict and Bryson LaRue for 3. And now the steal. Here comes BC, the drive and a shot by Larry Parker the 3rd. And he's going to be fouled, and Larry will come to the free throw line. Larry's feeling a little bit out there because Larry's not real happy with that whole sequence a moment ago because he was one of the guys involved, and he was one of the guys that drew a technical foul. He was one that drew the T4 Benedictine on that last sequence. So I think he feels a little frustrated by that. I get that. Larry, a good player. Outstanding student. Free throws up and good. One more shot coming up for Benedictine 6'5" junior from Stanley High School. in Kansas City, Missouri. Larry Parker. He eyes this one up and rattles it home. Larry wears a tough number. If you got to pick a basketball number, it's got to be, yeah, it's got to have people look at you. Larry wears that number out there, okay? And maybe this is a generational thing. Maybe I'm so old that I'm the only one that thinks that number 23 is a number of a real basketball number. I mean, a real basketball number. Here's a drive down the court by Penn. They lead 78-62. We're down to 4:15 to play. The ball going to be popped out on top. The long fadeaway two is an air ball wide to the right side, which will result in a subsequent shot clock violation. And the Ravens are going to have it back in play. But prior to that, we're going to get a timeout. Boy, we've been due one of these, I think, haven't we? Hold on, Joseph. They're not going to do it. They're not going to give us a media break. They're going to say that all of that a bit ago burned that media break. And so at 4:06 to go, we're back up forward to basketball. And an offensive foul on Benedictine, on Jared Lee. The Ravens have Larry Parker out there, and Bryson LaRue, Jack Vanderwoody, Preston Reynolds, and Jared Lee. And we're at 4:02 on the clock. And now we're going to have another technical foul assessed. So, Penn will get a couple of free throws out of this. A little knee bend or shot, and it's going to be good for Javion Bell-McCrary. Javion, out of Reform, Alabama. Second free throw's no good. Do you think that if you're from Reform, Alabama, the people in your in the school that is your rival calls you from Reform school? It's just kind of a question you have to ask yourself. Reform, Alabama. Here we go. 4 minutes to go in the ball game. 79-62. After the technical shots and the possession of the basketball, is going to return to Penn. Inside 4 minutes left, ball is going to be lost out of bounds, and it'll be to Benedictine. So the Ravens have, who we got out there now? We've got Harrison Kissling has come into the game. I see Preston out there. Larry's out on the floor. Jack over in the right corner. And Bryson. Here's Vanderwoody. Buries a three from in front of the Raven bench. 3.5 minutes to go. 79-65. Penn has scored. And part of him at the free throw line off the technicals. There's rolling across the floor and no travel called. And BC's finally going to pick it up. Nope. Penn is finally going to pick it up and feed in the middle. And the Ravens are going to steal it away. This is just really degenerated into some not very fun ball. Here's a driving shot. Nicely done. That's a pretty shot by Larry Parker. And Ravens are back to within a dozen. Going back to my original premise, William Penn in 8 minutes has scored 9 points. And the Ravens trying to battle back. Coach Henry not happy. He going to take a timeout. We'll take a timeout. 2:57 to go in the game. Penn 79, Benedictine 67.
Whether you're hosting friends, enjoying a cozy evening at home, or celebrating life's little moments, Hunley Liquor has everything you need to elevate the occasion. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make any gathering special. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Thank you, Joseph. That's exactly what we need. A little cowbell coming back into the game out of that timeout called by William Penn. Yeah, I'm sure Coach Henry not happy with how things are going out there and how his team is not playing really well. And frankly, I think you got to give Benedictine some credit here. for that, because the Ravens are all in on this game, still with 2:57 to go, and they're right at it. Hard pressure on the basketball. They'll double team it on top. Gets batted away, but rescued by the Statesman. Little hook pass over to the left side, and we will have a Raven foul called, and it'll be on Bryson LaRue. LaRue's foul. I'm going to put Chase Page at the free throw line. Front half of the 1-1. Nope. Rebound. Benedictine. Here comes BC. Larry into the forecourt. Nuts it over to the left side. 3-point Bryson. The ball wedges. Bryson is blasted to the floor. He's going to have three free throws. No. We're walking to the other end. I thought that he had been fouled because he ended up on his back. But that's not what's going to happen. And it'll be pin basketball off the wedged ball, apparently. And here come the Statesmen. A little fast break. And a layup on the other end is going to be good by Malik. Malik Lorraine, 81-67 pin. 2 minutes and 20 to go. The feed underneath, and the bunny is going to be blocked away with a goaltend and give Bryson a couple of more points. 81-69. 2:19 to go. And on the upcourt play, we get a whistle and, well, Benedictine, what is this going to be? Team foul 8, I think. Penn will come to the free throw line with Alif Bass up there. He's got 14 points. Having a good game. Free throws, good. So Bass will get a second shot. Looks it over and drops them both in. So Alif Bass stretches that Penn lead back to 14, and we've got 2:14 to go. Kissling with the ball right side to Jack. That's a really long three. Won't go. Long rebound. It's going to be saved by the Ravens. To kick back to the outside. BC will drive into the lane, feed it across, and as Bryson goes up, this time again he's knocked to the floor, but perhaps there will be free throws coming for Benedictine this time. The foul is going to be on Chase Page. Bryson LaRue, come to the line for a couple of shots. The senior sends the first one in. One more shot coming. Bryson LaRue, 6'2" senior from Lee Summit High School. He's in the 1,000-point guy for Benedictine. Second free throw, rolls, and goes in. He'll get them both. Inside 2 minutes to play. Bryson will exit the floor, and coming back into the game for the Ravens is going to be Jared Lee. BC's going to apply a little full court pressure. It'll come across the timeline. No difficulty for Penn. They'll swing it all the way to the baseline corner, reverse it on top, and they're gonna go four corners-ish as we're inside 2 minutes to play in a 12-point game. Benedictine has found themselves trailing by as many as 23 in this. Here's a feed to the left corner, rescued. Shot clock's at 4, at 3, the layup is missed, the tip-up is missed, and it goes in. So Penn getting a couple of close-range shots, 85-71. A minute 20 to go. Vandervoorty, top side. Gets it over to Larry. Harrison for three. Rebound, tipped out on top. Penn hauls it in. Bell McCrary with the ball. We are 1 minute to play. Way up top side, Alif Bass is standing in the center circle, guarded by the Ravens, and the tip is back up and in. clock rolling along here in the waning moments. And Benedictman going to put the cap on what's been just a good season, really good season for this team. 20 seconds to go. Here's a shot from the outside. No. Rebounding back down is going to be Penn. Now here comes BC with less than 20 seconds to go down the floor. The feed underneath. Hits Gabe Zinchuk with the slam. Zinchuk throws it down, and that's going to do it. The final score tonight. William Penn, 88. Benedictine, 73. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
Ready to make history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Well, we're going to start off this recap with the premise that you're never happy if you don't win a game. All right, with that statement made, you're going to look at this game and say, you know what, Benedictine played very well. A fantastic season, and you hate to say it, and you always do. It's always hard. It's always so sudden, so abrupt. And you're going to look at these numbers and say, you know what, against an extraordinary William Penn team, Ravens played very well tonight. Let's look at the scoring for you, first of all, for Penn. Leading the way for the Statesman and all scorers, Davion Bulwer had 19 tonight. It was a 15-point game for Alif Bass, 13 apiece, Uday Sharif and Malik Lorraine. And also in double figures, Chase Page with 11. So you had five Penn players in double figures. With Javion Bell-McCreary having 9, 5 tonight. Giannis Muhammad and Jake Engel, the other three. For Benedictine, four players in double-digit scoring, led by Jack Vandermoody, who had a really big second half on his way to a 17-point performance. Declan Sullivan with a dozen, 11 apiece. Preston Reynolds and Bryson LaRue. Harrison Kissling had 8 this evening. Larry Parker and Drew Purdy with 4 apiece. And with 2, Bense Duca, Aiden Sullivan, and Gabe Zinchuk. Looking at the numbers for this game and comparing these two teams, Ravens, 28 of 61, hit 46%. They outshot William Penn, who hit 30 of 73, 41%. From the outside, Penn got their lead early in the ballgame with some great perimeter shooting into the night with 13 of 39. Ravens were 8 of 28. And at the free throw line, 9 of 15 for Benedictine and 15 of 21 for William Penn. Turnovers, Penn had more turnovers. And rebounds, though, see, Penn just kept getting extra shots. 52 total rebounds to Benedictine's 26. So exactly doubled up on the total rebounds. And that becomes quite a factor during the course of a game when you get that extra putback or that extra tip in, or you deny your opponent a second shot of their own, come up with the ball and take it back the other way. So Penn did a great job on the boards tonight. For Benedictine, they're going to wrap up the 25-26 season at 15-14. And William Penn will collect his 23rd win of the year. They go to 23-6, and we'll move on. And they'll be playing next Friday in the conference semifinals against a opponent yet to be determined. Got to, again, mention these great Ravens seniors with Preston Reynolds, a grad student who came back for his fifth year this year. You got Bryson LaRue from Lee Summit and Ben Seduka out of Budapest, Hungary, and the Ravens fourth senior Noah Simmons, our old buddy out of Wichita, Kansas area, over in Valley Center. So, you know, that tells you when you got a roster of, you know, 15, 16, 17 guys, that means there are a lot of young talent and a lot of young guys who are going to be coming back for this team in the future. Very, very bright for coaches Moody and Pierre and the Ravens and their fans. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us here this evening. Again, tomorrow night, Lady Raven basketball, 7 o'clock from the Nolan Gymnasium. BC Lady Ravens are going to be hosting Missouri Baptist. Join us for that one live from the Nolan. Final score again here this evening. William Penn, 88, Benedictine, 73. And until we greet you next time, for Joseph in the Care Sports Studio, well done, young man. As always, appreciate you. Talk to you tomorrow night. Tom Couch, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.